This is Statehouse Week. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. Next week is scheduled to be the final week of the 2017 legislative session, but lawmakers still have some heavy lifting ahead of them, most notably the critical road funding bill and next year's state budget, which goes into effect July 1st. Both are in House-Senate conference committees, where members are trying to iron out differences in their respective versions of the bills. Both the House and Senate versions of the roads bill contain significant increases in the state's gas tax, a 10-cent hike in the House version and a 12-cent per gallon increase in the Senate's. They would fund approximately $700 million more a year for road improvements. The Senate also included in its version some tax credits which could impact the new tax money, and that difference has to be worked out. Since 2015, the House has claimed the high road on the matter, consistently saying that all new money should go exclusively to road improvements. Columbia Representative Todd Rutherford is the House Democratic leader and one of the three House conferees on the Roads Bill Conference Committee.
We want simply to fix our roads. We're tired of the gamesmanship. We're tired of anything that is not money going to fix South Carolina roads. I am disappointed, and honestly, in both bills, because I don't think either one of them does enough, but I can tell you the House did a much better job of creating a bill and fashioning something that is going to fix our roads for the future.
Hovering over the last-minute decisions lawmakers will be making in the week ahead is Governor Henry McMaster's promise to veto any gas tax increase, which he reiterated again this week.
My position has not changed, and that is I will veto, have no choice but to veto a gas tax on the people of South Carolina.
The governor's veto promise puts added pressure on lawmakers looking for a road funding compromise. They will need to craft a final plan which will garner enough votes to possibly override a veto. The House and Senate differences in next year's $8 billion state budget package are relatively minor. This year's May 11th adjournment date is a month earlier than in past years. If a budget isn't agreed to next week, lawmakers built in an adjournment loophole that will allow them to return to Columbia to finalize it. There was more debate this week on gun bills. Efforts in the Senate to close the so-called Charleston loophole by expanding the reporting and waiting period time for gun purchases has stalled again this year. The House passed a bill that would allow more out-of-state gun owners with weapons permits to carry their guns in South Carolina. It will be next year before that bill will be considered by the Senate. A bill that would define anti-Semitism for state college campuses is close to receiving final passage. The bill's primary sponsor is Republican Representative Alan Clemens of Myrtle Beach, who says state colleges and universities need a unified definition of anti-Semitism to be applied to any acts of discrimination or violence that may occur on campus.
It seems to be a rising tide of anti-Semitism, and we're seeing a lot of that activity on campus. South Carolina is taking a strong stance to push back on bigotry of all forms. And with this rising tide of anti-Semitism, now is the time for us to be pushing back.
The bill has wide support at the State House. Opponents, however, say such a definition could limit First Amendment rights to criticize Israel. Another bill likely to get final approval before adjournment next week okays a pilot project for farmers to grow industrial hemp. The bill would also allow agricultural research on the potential benefits of hemp in medicine and for its use in other products. State House Week, a production of South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Russ McKinney.